Hello, I'm G, and welcome back to another recap and review of HBO's The Last of Us on Infamous Virus. The Last of Us is an American post-apocalyptic drama television series created by Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann for HBO. Based on the 2013 video game developed by Naughty Dog, the series is set 20 years after a mass fungal infection caused by a mutation of cordyceps, which sparked a global pandemic. The infection causes its victims to transform into hostile, cannibalistic creatures resembling zombies. The series follows Joel, Pedro Pascal, a smuggler tasked with escorting the teenager Ellie, Bella Ramsey, across a post-apocalyptic United States. Episode 6, Kin. 3 months after watching Henry kill himself, Joel and Ellie make it to Wyoming. They are told the whereabouts by Marlon and his wife Florence, who warn them to avoid the dangers further west. Learning his brother Tommy may be dead, Joel has a panic attack. Traveling further west, Joel and Ellie are ambushed by a group led by Maria, who takes them to a safe community in Jackson, Wyoming. Joel is reunited with Tommy. He and Ellie are provided food, clean clothing, and a house. Maria cuts Ellie's hair and warns her to be cautious of trusting others, citing Joel's dangerous past. Ellie rebukes, citing Tommy's. Ellie learns of Joel's daughter, Sarah, who died 20 years prior. Joel tries to convince Tommy to join him and Ellie to Colorado. Tommy declines as Maria is pregnant. While having another panic attack, Joel sees a girl reminding him of Sarah. Later on, Joel confides in Tommy about Ellie's immunity and his declining mental state, citing dreams he cannot remember but recalls feeling loss. Joel asks Tommy to take Ellie to the Fireflies as he fears he cannot keep her safe. He agrees to take her the following morning. Ellie overhears them. Later, she acknowledges Joel's fears regarding his daughter's death and admits she will only be more frightened by his absence. Joel says she is not his daughter, nor he her father, and states that they will part ways. He retires to his bedroom and thinks of Sarah. In the morning, Joel changes his mind and he and Ellie leave Jackson on horseback. They arrive at the University of Eastern Colorado in 5 days, where they find the Fireflies have vacated. A map points towards St. Mary's Hospital in Salt Lake City, Utah. Joel and Ellie attempt to escape after seeing a group of raiders. One of the men attacks Joel. Joel kills him but is stabbed. Joel and Ellie escape the pursuing men. Afterwards, Joel collapses from the horse, and Ellie begs him to survive, stating she cannot continue without him. So, I have learned from TikTok that there's a lot of Easter eggs in this episode. The girl staring at Ellie when she's eating is Dina, Ellie's future girlfriend. And also the horse Maria introduces Ellie to is her future horse, Shimmer. I really enjoyed this episode, despite the fact the ending completely stressed me out. There were some really amazing, like, award-worthy acting moments in this episode, and some really nice baby-child big-friend moments for Joel and Ellie, which was, it was nice to see before stabbing us with that ending, if you catch my little joke there, because Joel gets stabbed, and they stabbed us with this surprise ending. I really liked the time jump in this episode. We've only got 3 episodes left in this season, and I'm glad that they didn't try to waste any time with, like, a filler episode of Joel and Ellie traveling to Wyoming or somewhere else, and then fighting something or someone, making an ally, fighting something again, the ally dies, and then getting back on the road to traveling again. Not that there's anything wrong with that type of episode, but I'm really glad we got this one instead that has a lot of more character-building moments. When Joel and Ellie are exploring the abandoned Firefly base campus building thing, I thought there was going to be a monkey fight. As soon as they saw that herd of monkeys up on the hill, and then the monkeys in the building, I was like, oh, the monkeys are going to be clickers, and we're going to fight a bunch of monkeys. So I was a little disappointed when the monkeys just scurried off to go do monkeys at university thing. Side note, I also want a series about those monkeys hanging out on campus. I think the next episode is going to be a lot of flashbacks of Ellie and her friend Riley in the abandoned mall where Ellie gets bit. I know enough about the DLC pack from the game to sort of know what happens, so I'm really excited to actually get to see it because I've only, like, heard things and seen little clips of it. I might even go wild and watch a playthrough of it online, but I also don't really want to spoil myself for the episode. Like every one of these videos, I highly recommend checking out the show, but I assume if you're watching this, you've probably seen it, because why would you watch a recap and review of a show you haven't seen, especially where it's the 6th episode? I could see the first one, but like the 6th episode? If you haven't seen the show, go watch it. Let me know what you thought of this episode down in the comments. Make sure to hit subscribe, and thank you so much for watching. Stay groovy.